Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf Ches in the Hoizvodar edition, Perek Rish in the middle of Halacha Gimel. In the middle of the stories, the Gemara is saying stories in the previous Amud, there are Pinchas Ben Yair. And the Gemara now continues the stories. Ma'angulei min de Malko, a precious stone of the king, Sarkio, who's a Ishmaeli, Noflos, it fell, Ublas Chadachmar, and a mouse ate it. Also go to Pinchas Ben Yair, so you can't refer to Pinchas Ben Yair. Omelei man ana chover, and my chover chover is a man who's able to gather animals. Omelei l'shim chotovo osis, I gave you a good name. Kozer lemitzov tos, he was going on all the mice and they all came and gathered together. Cham chad magbo v'osis, so one of them was fairer than the others. Omelei gebeayon knew, he said he probably ate that the jewel. The kozer alei palto, he was going on him and he spit it out. So that's another story about the godless of Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair also the chadasar. Pinchas Ben Yair came to a place. Also in Kabrei, they came in front of them. Amulei leis mabun misab kalon. We don't. The water is not enough for us. Amulei dimu lo atu misakron. Maybe not doing tikkun trumas umayis since you're not mafresh. Amulei urvan. So please be ara for us. In other words, that you're responsible for us. That we will do it from now. We're mekabel on a safa kabal to do it, and you'll be an arv. The arvun. So he took a revus. Aspect Lori, and then the water was good enough for them. Because Ben Yair have Ozil Beisvad, because Ben was going to Beis Hamedrash, they have Ginai Govir, and the river called Ginai was very strong and did not allow him to pass. Omerle Ginai Ginai, he spoke to the river. Mat Monoli Ni Beisvad, why are you stopping me from going to Beis Hamedrash? Upala Kamoy Govir, and he split and let him go through. Omerle Talmidov Yecholim Anu Avrim, can we pass as well through the split water? Anybody who knows for himself, they did not cause any insult to any Jew in his life. Yavor, so he could be over and he won't be nikui of his chiyos, he won't lose from his chusim. Rebbe bo mishri shmitoso. Now the Gemara brings another story. Rebbe wanted to be matir shmita, not to have shmita in Eretz Yisrael, because shmita is now is midrabbanon. And there was need for food in Eretz Yisrael, so he wanted to say this year should not be Shemitah. So Rapidus Ben Yair Ligabe, Rapidus Ben Yair came to him and wanted to prevent him from doing it. Omalei, he told him, my buro ividin, what will be the food that we will eat if we're not going to plant? Omalei Ulshin Yafa, he says, Ulshin, they grow on their own. That's good enough. My buro ividin, what food we will eat? Omalei Ulshin Yafa, Ulshin will be good enough. Meaning, he didn't tell him clearly not to cancel Shemitah. But he gave him a remez, he told him a hint, we will be fine even with the Shemitah. So the other Rebbe delays to us coming me. Rebbe saw, Pinchas Ben Yair does not agree with him. Omer Lay, so he told him, Mishka Rebbe, is Rebbe, are you okay? Are you agree? Mechuli meet Sivchor betal Yomedin, to eat with me together in the end of this day. I want you to come be my guest. Omer Lay, Pinchas Ben Yair agreed to eat by Rebbe. Minokris, when he went down, Chomo Mulvoso the Rebbe. He saw the mules of Rebbe, the animals. Kaimen, standing over there. Omar, call him Elin Yudoi Zonim. Could it be that Jews are feeding these animals? So as the Gemara in Chulin explains, because you know a Jew should not raise these type of animals because they harm people. So because Biyari was not happy with Rebbe, that he had mules in his house. So he said, so he's not going to see my face going forward. So Pinchas Ben Yair did not agree to be together with Rebbe. Ozlo Marvin Le Rebbe. He went and told Rebbe, you should know, Pinchas Ben Yair is upset that he's not, he left. Sholach Rebbe boi mefayaste. So Rebbe tried to go and ask for forgiveness and be mefayas him. Says the Gemara of Chesam Beis, Matun bei kabei kartis. So they came, the shluchim, were catching on to Pinchas Ben Yair as he came to the city. Omer bnei karti kruven li. So he screamed out, my people in my city, come next to me. So the people of the city came and surrounded him not to allow the shluchim of Rebbe to reach Pinchas Ben Yair. So the shluchim told the people of the city, Rebbe bai mefayaste. Rebbe wants to ask forgiveness from Pinchas Ben Yair, so let us go to him. So the people of the city heard their reason why they're there, so they left to Pinchas Ben Yair. Omer bnei didi equivalently. So Pinchas Ben Yair really didn't want to speak to the shluchim. So he said, the people that whatever belongs to me should surround me. Nachtot ishosu min shmaya v'okpus alois. Came fire from Shemayim and surrounded him. Ozlun omrun le Rebbe. So when they told Rebbe, we tried to get to him, he did not want to speak with us. Because we weren't able to enjoy him in this world, so we'll be able to enjoy him in the world to come. In other words, this opportunity in this world, Rabbi accepted that he will not be able to be with Pirchas Ben Yair. Rav Chagai b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman said, "Ma'isa b'chosidecho she'achoyfer boi reshichu me'oris lo'ivim v'shovim." There was a chosidecho that he dug pits for the oivim v'shovim to put water in them so people could drink. Once his daughter went to get married, v'shot for Nara and she drowned in the river. Everybody came to him to try to give him nechama, try to comfort him for the fact that he lost his daughter.
He didn't accept the nechama.
Came to be menachem Ovil. He didn't accept the nechama. This is a chassid. How can you call him a chassid if he's not willing to accept the din of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So they said the whole story. This he dug all these pits to give water for everybody, and that's what happened. So then Pirchas Ben Yair understood something doesn't work over here. It can be that this person was sacrificed himself to give water for everybody, and he's going to lose his daughter with water. Right away there was a rumor. Oh, the daughter of this person came. Is the army besikoso is arayos? She was able to find a beam and hold on to it and be saved from the river. There was a malach look at Pirchas Ben Yair and he saved this daughter. So Pirchas Ben Yair is sitting in Shabbos eating his meal, and the table broke. Amar lo Malkeh, he says, what's the reason the table broke? Amar lo Tavlin she'alti mishchinosti v'lo yisativ. I borrowed a spice from my neighbor, I didn't do Trubus of Isis, and it wasn't fixed, so that's why the table broke. V'hizkir tenyon, and then he remembered, or he mentioned, according to some of Foshim, that tonight they did Erev Shabbos, that the Gemara brings, a person can do a tonight Erev Shabbos and say, that whatever he eats now, he will do Truma Samaisa on it afterwards. And that's something that works only in Dmai, that he could do this condition. So he reminded himself about the condition, the Allah Shulchan Me'ilov and the table fixed on its own. Yotavon Avi Yossi V'Ochli, Yotavon is sitting and eating. V'noso Pitusu Minein, his bread fell from him. Omer Limao Kei says, why is the bread falling? Omer Le'ei Kordum Sha'alti V'Asisi El Gaboy Teharis. I borrowed a cordon, which is a type of knife, and I did with it taharis, and he's showing from Yishamayim that this kli, this vessel I took, wasn't toy, it was tome. So I did something wrong. I used a kli tome for food, which is tar, and that's why the food fell from his hand. All these stories show us the power of the Amoraim and how they lived a life, which is kulo, you have to do with the halacha and with doing the correct thing. And everything wrong that happened, they interpret it based on the understanding of probably there was a siman of Shemaim that something was not done correctly. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai Daf Ches.